First, let's take a look at our headlines.
President Miguel Díaz-Canel blasts Jair Bolsonaro's statements on Cuba's medical cooperation.
High-tech biofertilizers plan to be completed soon in Santiago de Cuba.
Donald Trump threatens to impose blockade quarantine on Venezuela.
Israeli forces attack and injure more than 50 Palestinians in Gaza.
And now the news in detail.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel has denounced on the social network Twitter that the president of Brazil, Jair Bolsonaro, is again lying, using vulgar slanders against the island's participation in the Mais Médicos, More Doctors program. President Bolsonaro lies once again. His servility to the U.S. is shameful. His vulgar calumnies against Cuba and the program Mais Médicos will never deceive the Brazilian people, who are well aware of the nobility and humanity of Cuban medical cooperation, Díaz-Canel wrote on Twitter. In a frontal attack against Cuban doctors who served in Brazil, Jair Bolsonaro recently stated that their presence in the South American nation was aimed at starting guerrilla nuclei, a crude and blatant lie aimed at justifying his open opposition to the Mais Médicos program, with which Cuba helped improve the health of the Brazilian people and save thousands of lives in the poorest and most remote regions. Meanwhile, Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez stressed on Twitter that Cuba's cooperation with Brazil was an example of solidarity and altruism, noting that 113 million Brazilians were served by Cubans in More Doctors in more than 3,600 municipalities. Of them, more than 700 had a doctor for the first time in their lives.
The construction of a modern biofertilizer plant in Santiago de Cuba province is about to be completed, and it is expected to be in operations at the end of September, said Wilmer Guevara, Ministry of Agriculture delegate in that eastern province. Once completed, the plant will produce biopesticides, biofertilizers, and biostimulants needed in sugarcane and non-sugarcane agriculture and the agro-industry to help ensure food security. The production by the new plant will aid the protection of the next cold season sowing in the country and will contribute to replace imports. Héctor Lao, director of the Dos Rios plant located in the municipality of Palma Soriano, said that the plant's products will be obtained from grass derivatives and that equipment from Spain and Italy are in the process of assembly and testing.
U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to impose a quarantine or blockade against Venezuela. This as part of Washington's latest efforts to pressure legitimately elected President Nicolas Maduro to step down. Trump made the comments as he departed the White House for a campaign rally in Cincinnati, Ohio. Asked by reporters whether he was considering a blockade or quarantine on the Latin American country, Trump said, "Yes, I am." The U.S. president did not elaborate or provide details on when or how such a blockade could be imposed. Moreover, the administration in Washington said on Friday that it would bar two Venezuelan officials from traveling to the United States over accusations of alleged human rights violations. The U.S. State Department claimed in a statement that the two officials, Rafael Enrique Mendoza, commander of Venezuela's Special Forces, and Iván Rafael Hernández, chief of military counterintelligence, had committed gross violations of human rights. The U.S. imposed financial sanctions on the two officials, as well as three other people, in February. The U.S. has ratcheted up pressure on Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro by sanctioning some of his top officials. The Trump administration, which was quick in recognizing Venezuela's opposition figure Juan Guaido as the country's president earlier this year, has levied several rounds of sanctions against the country and confiscated Venezuela's state oil assets based in the U.S. to channel billions of dollars to Guaido and his non-existent administration.
Israeli forces have attacked anti-occupation Palestinian protesters gathering near the fence separating the besieged Gaza Strip from the occupied territories, leaving at least 51 people injured. The Gazan Health Ministry said 24 of the wounded were hit with live bullets during the Friday protests. Ashraf Al-Kedra, the spokesman for the ministry, said two journalists were among those wounded on Friday. Palestinians have held weekly rallies in the area since last year to protest the siege on the enclave and demand the right to return of the refugees who have fled Israeli aggression since 1948. At least 305 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces ever since the anti-occupation protest rallies began in the Gaza Strip on March 30, 2018. Over 18,000 Palestinians have also sustained injuries.
And you've tuned to Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us, making Radio Havana, Cuba a part of your day here on the radio. Let's go back over now to our news. Here's Lena Valverde.
The U.S. Senate has sent President Donald Trump a two-year budget that would increase both domestic and military spending by raising the debt ceiling and rolling back spending caps. Trump has promised to sign the deal, which would increase government spending by $320 billion over the next 2 years, with the Pentagon set to receive a staggering $738 billion for the coming fiscal year. According to the National Priorities Project, the U.S. spends more on its military than 144 other countries combined.
The Donald Trump administration has formally ended U.S. participation in the landmark Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. In a statement responding to the U.S. withdrawal, Russia Foreign Minister called the INF Treaty formally dead. Former U.S. President Ronald Reagan and former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev signed the treaty in 1987 to ban all nuclear and non-nuclear missiles with short and medium ranges. President Trump's withdrawal has sparked fears of a new nuclear armed race.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Let's take a look once again at our headlines.
President Miguel Díaz-Canel blasts Jair Bolsonaro's statements on Cuba's medical cooperation.
High-tech biofertilizers plan to be completed soon in Santiago de Cuba.
Donald Trump threatens to impose blockade quarantine on Venezuela.
Israeli forces attack and injure more than 50 Palestinians in Gaza.